Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we'll talk all about acceptance versus resistance. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Thanks, Rick. So acceptance versus resistance. You know, I'm reminded of something that Richard Bach wrote in his book, Illusions. And it went something like this. Once there lived a village of creatures along the bottom of a great crystal river. The current of the river swept silently over them all, young and old, rich and poor, good and evil, the current going its own way, knowing only its own crystal self. And each creature in its own manner clung tightly to the twigs and rocks of the river bottom, for clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current was what they'd learned from birth. But one creature said at last, I'm tired of clinging, and although I can't see it with my eyes, I trust that the current knows where it's going. I shall let go and let it take me where it will. And the other creatures laughed and said, you fool, let go, and that current you worship will throw you tumbled and smashed across the rocks. But the one heeded them not, and taking a breath, did let go. And in time, as the creature refused to cling again, the current lifted him free from the bottom, because the river delights to lift us free if only we dare to let go. And that, my friends, is the difference between acceptance and resistance. Within each of us, at the level of our deeper non-conscious mind, we have the guidance we need to be carried through life. And to the extent that our brain decides upon acceptance over resistance, our lives seem to flow, become more fulfilling, no matter what our choice of pursuit and no matter what happens in our lives. Tell you all about it in a moment, Rick.
Wow, that's profound. Great stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
You know, in life, there are a few golden rules. One of them is what you resist, persist. It seems to be a kind of treadmill, and it can become one, a real one, if you keep on resisting what can be solved. Most of the time, quite easily. I'll show you a way to get out of this treadmill or potential treadmill. And do you want to know more? Stay tuned. And if you love what you're hearing here today, check out what we have built for you called The Source, our online peer coaching community at The Source, www.thesource123.com. Rick, what about you?
Wow. Thank you, Frank. Great stuff. So this is what I'll be sharing. One recurring challenge my coaching clients had was letting their expectations get in the way. When we put too much weight on a desired outcome, especially where others are concerned, we open ourselves up for disappointment. Stick around, and I'll tell you a story about how I learned to accept my path rather than resist. All right, Peter, what do you have for us today?
Hey, thank you, Rick. So when someone tells you that they feel stressed, you can bet that their brain, which in mindful pathfinding we refer in third person as Dobby, is resisting something, or probably a lot of things. And I know that as a person who's naturally inclined to help each other, you want to help them out. But outside the source, the online peer coaching community we have, helping others can be challenging, and for them, it can be expensive. But when, as a community mentor, you invite them to take advantage of the benefits of our peer coaching community for a full month for $38, your helpful efforts compound in effectiveness because of the synergistic effect of being in a community. So for the person that feels overwhelmed by stress and doesn't know what to do, the source offers them a way back to flow and fulfillment. And all they need to do as a member is pick a project. So you could ask them what one stressful situation, problem, or goal they'd like to level up. Choose the path. Ask them if they'd like to use Kaizen or mindful pathfinding to address that project. And if they've been listening to the Road Ahead Cafe, as you people have, or if they've been a member of the source for a while, they probably have an idea which path they would like to try for their project. If not, you can suggest they check out the posts in Room 3, Kaizen, with Frank Vandenhorst, or Room 4, Mindful Pathfinding with that brilliant, original, slightly eccentric, but very pragmatic Peter M. Fellows, no relation. Or they could chat with other members in room two, the lounge, to hear their stories about which path they used to level up their project. So since I know it, let's imagine the person chose Mindful Pathfinding as the path. They just post about their project in room four, and I or a peer coach will engage them. And as I mentioned before, stress is caused by your brain Dobby's resistance to something. So Mindful Pathfinding doesn't cast Dobby as the secret saboteur or the inner critic, because setting up Dobby this way can create an antagonistic relationship and create more resistance and so more stress. Rather, Mindful Pathfinding casts Dobby as well-meaning if misguided and overprotected. And using the friendly personification of your brain as Dobby helps you accept rather than resist this vital aspect of your life. Over the course of your life, Dobby got conditioned to see the world in a certain way, and that viewpoint is what triggers him, her, to resist so many things. And when he, she does that, it triggers the release of chemicals into your body, and you suffer the consequences. Dobby may think that he or she is stressed because of, well, for example, some external condition that threatens what he, she is trying to do. But by resisting, Dobby's blocking the very guidance he, she needs to return to the situation, or to return the situation to one of flow and fulfillment. You're the passenger, Dobby's driving the car, and Pathfinder, your non-conscious mind, provides the GPS guidance. Research suggests that your non-conscious mind, Pathfinder, processes 11 million bits of data a second, each second, about existing and developing conditions. And he has full access to your knowledge, your experience, knows your innermost values, and based on that, plots your best path forward to flow and fulfillment for any situation, problem, or goal. But when Dobby's attention is hooked on resisting the situation, he, she cannot perceive the very guidance that would release you from clinging to the rocks of the riverbed and allow you instead to be carried along with the fulfilling current. See how I brought you back to that Richard Bach, Little Creatures on the River, not to be confused with the Fraggles of Fraggle Rock fame. So in Mindfulness Pathfinding, you don't argue or debate with Dobby because that's resisting. You don't tell Dobby what to do because Dobby might resist that. Ignore your advice, find fault with it, especially all the reasons it won't work or all the reasons she can't do that. You just ask the Pathfinder's question, Dobby, where is my best path forward here for flow and fulfillment? Just like asking, where did I leave my keys? And Dobby doesn't know, but it interrupts his her focus on whatever he, she is resisting and allows a space for Pathfinder's guidance to surface. That's the Mindful Pathfinding protocol, but as a peer coach helping a member in room four Mindful Pathfinding, you don't tell the member how to do this. You share the story, your story of how you use this path. And then you ask if the member feels it might be worth using. As a peer coach, you are modeling acceptance, being open and accepting of the way things are in each moment. And that attitude is exactly what is necessary for stress reduction, according to the research done by Carnegie Mellon University in 2017. The technique of mindfulness pathfinding is powerful and effective, but the attitude of acceptance created by using the technique or adopted from your modeling is critical. In research, it was shown to lower your stress markers, the cortisol levels, down 50% to 20%. So it's all about your brain Dobby's ability to accept things rather than resist them. No matter what the member's project is, no matter what path they choose, when you help a member, help their brain Dobby to discover the power of acceptance over resistance, you're making a huge difference in their lives. And it all starts with you inviting them to try out the source for a month. And if you're not yet a member of the source, just know whatever's going on in your life right now, you don't have to go it alone. You've got a growing community of online peer coaches ready and raring to listen to you, to support you, to share their story with you so that you can level up your experience and return to flow and fulfillment. How cool is that, Rick?
Wow. Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank?
Wonderful,
what
Peter,
have.
As usual. Just pause for a moment. Maybe you can park your car or sit down somewhere if that's, of course, safe and maybe it's possible. But anyway, maybe on the other moment, that's might be better. Pause for a moment. Are there situations or events that recur often in your life? What are they all about? Do they make you happy or do they not make you happy? If they are making you happy, that's fine. If not, why is that the case? Are you resisting anything? Something you don't want to happen, but it keeps popping up in your life? Person's attitude, for instance. I'll give you an example. Every week, Jack meets John. Jack gets the creeps. You know, he really looking, only looking at him, he always, oh my, etc. Not him again. According to Jack, John doesn't listen well. He's stubborn and argumentative. He always wants to be right. But he is Jack's team manager, so Jack must deal with him in some way. Every time Jack feels uncomfortable with John, it reinforces a negative feeling. In doing so, Jack is starting to create some kind of resistance. And in time, not only some kind of resistance, but in time it might get huge. The treadmill is created. The interesting thing is that interesting thing in humans is that we are each other's mirrors quite often. We often imitate each other's behavior, and that is to a certain extent an effective way to blend in and to learn. So many people often reflect each other's behavior back. If that's the case, how well is Jack listening? Is Jack stubborn and argumentative himself? But and does he always want to be right? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. It might be not so obvious at first, but I invite you to take a better look at your own resistance. What do you see, feel, and hear? The Johari window that I discussed in episode 15 is a framework for interpersonal awareness that psychologists Joseph Lufton and Harry Ingram created in 1955. Yes, until today, it still holds value. The Johari window makes it clear that each person has his or her blind self or blind spot. It's unknown to you, information about you that you don't know, but others do know. They see you from a different angle. So ask other persons who know you quite well for some kind of constructive feedback. What do they say? Looking at the example, suppose that the persons that gave Jack feedback revealed to him that he and John mirror each other's behavior without being aware of it. If you become more aware of your own behavior, and especially your blind spot, it's the first step to get out of the resistance loop, because you start to recognize your behavior and the thoughts and feelings behind it. To me, any personal change in life is based on two prerequisites: recognition and the acknowledgement of the current situation you're in and all the feelings, thoughts, and behaviors that are related to it. In doing so, you become self-aware. And self-awareness is the key to living in balance, to live in peace. Well, who doesn't want that? The second step is that you start to look behind the behavior. John doesn't listen that well, is stubborn and argumentative, and always wants to be right. What is John doing very well? What does Jack appreciate in him? Is there anything he can find? I think he can. His drive for success, for example, his urge to create better products, or his way to challenge Jack to become more specific, to the point, focused, and more things like that as an idea. Appreciation, derived from the Latin word appreciatus, to seem, to esteem or value highly something, is the best antidote for any form of resistance. If you appreciate someone's behavior, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. Appreciation is the idea that you are willing to look behind the curtains that hide the real motivation why people behave the way they do. It is the idea that you are willing to look and listen to the what, to the why, and to the how of the behavior, the attitude of the person or persons involved. If you start to appreciate the things you do well yourself, you set a powerful intention. If you do the same thing with other people, especially those that generate a feeling of resistance, your positive intentions will move you into a very wonderful way, in a very wonderful way forward. Your intentions will become a light in the darkness. In due time, you change for the better. And since people mirror each other, as we've seen, very often, your universe starts to change for the better. John will notice that, for sure. Rick, what about you?
Wow, thank you, Frank. So here's what I want to share with you today. During a coaching engagement back in 2012, one of my clients struggled with terrible disappointment, telling me all her people constantly let her down. This was a common challenge we all battle, since many relationships depend on the promises and expectations set up in the origin phase. Through our deep work together, I learned a very valuable lesson, as well as a quote I still use today. Be happy with what you have on the way to what you want. It's fine to hope for an outcome, but be prepared for anything. When we learn to accept versus resist, we actually develop a resolve that will serve us far better than resistance and disappointment. I usually learned as much from my clients as they did from me and doing the inner work. Peter, your final thoughts?
Yeah, you're right. So, Dobby, your brain can be a master of resistance. Nothing is too small for him or her to complain about. And that's cool. Not his or her fault, just the way he, she happened to get wired over the course of your lifetime. Fortunately, you can help Dobby, and in accepting reality, return to flow and fulfillment. Want to know how to use mindful pathfinding for that? Plunk down your $38 and discover how peer coaching can help you level up your life. The source, 123.com. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, you want to share your final thoughts?
Yes, please. In life, where there are a few golden rules, as we have seen. One of them is what you resist, persist. Have a deeper look at what you resist. It will enhance your self-awareness. I think of the quote of Mother Teresa that I have mentioned before. Spread love wherever you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Well, if that's not an antidote for resistance, I don't know. Appreciate what you resist and who you resist. Set a clear intention who you want to be and feel inspired by the words of Mother Teresa. And if you love what you're hearing here, check out what we are building and built for you until now at The Source, our online peer coaching community at The Source 123. Well, Peter already discussed the money, so I'll leave it there. But anyway, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day. Rick.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So here's my final thoughts. When we walk the path of acceptance, peace follows us closely. Knowing that our lives unfold in just the right way at precisely the right time can be a wonderful tool to cultivate joy and abundance. Enjoy the ride. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us one golden nugget you got today. And go check out The Source at thesource123.com. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.